You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast, Season 2, Episode 13, with Jonas and TNT Dynamite.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, you're talking to the listeners again. What is going on, guys?
What's going on with you guys?
What's going on? Yeah, that's like some songs.
Are you going to sing Marvin Gaye?
I like it. TNT, I Googled the unluckiest game show contestant in the world. Pretty specific, I guess.
I mean, usually what does that take? Like you lose and you...
Oh, no. There was a man on Wheel of Fortune. And Wheel of Fortune sometimes does throw that 1 million spot on the wheel. Mm. So every letter you get correct, you can get like $1 million for each one. So this guy, he hits the 1 million. Mm-hmm. He guesses a letter.
Picks it up off the board.
No, he just guesses a letter on this.
Uh-huh.
There's four of them. $4 million.
I don't know if it works that way, but okay.
It does. Like, this is how it's working.
Oh, he gets a million for each word?
For each letter, because he hit the $1 million spot.
Oh, so I thought they just got to pick it up and then they
carry it. Oh, no, I don't know. So after he did these four letters, every single space on the board was filled in. He literally just had to read the phrase or whatever it was, and he would have won $4 million plus whatever. What it read was mythological hero Achilles.
Ah, I've seen this one.
And he says mythological hero Achilles.
Achilles, yeah.
And he gets it wrong because they do not pronounce it right. Hmm. Of course, the girl next to him does get it right. She wins $600, which the minimum you can win, I guess, in a round is $1,000. So they push her to $1,000. Meanwhile, the guy next to her lost $4 million because he pronounced Achilles wrong.
I mean, that's not really unlucky. It's so much as it is like, how do you not know who the fuck Achilles is?
How do you know not to pronounce
Achilles? Or how to pronounce it, yeah.
You know what I think happened?
What do you think happened?
Cooked.
You've been cooked.
He cucked himself.
Congratulations, you cucked yourself.
Well, if you haven't guessed yet, it's episode 13, so you know what that means.
Unlucky Super Show Spectacular.
Two dose.
What is with that fucking voice, man?
I don't know.
You didn't plan that out, did you?
Nope.
Just went along with
it,
huh?
Went with it.
Sounded good, huh?
It's the Unlucky Super Show Extravaganza, cornucopia of lucky lameness.
Late night.
Late night. Enjoy the show. Here it comes. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Crazy Town Podcast. My name is Jonas, I am your host, and I am here with
TNT Dynamite, the explosive one. TNT, NeoNOMIGHT. What's going on, Jonas?
We're about to get into some unlucky motherfuckers, man.
Unluckier than my love life?
Oozing!
I know, right? I'm trash.
For everyone who didn't follow the show in season one, episode 13 was the Unlucky Super Show Extravaganza. I don't even know. I've called it so many goddamn things. So now,
witch noises.
Episode 13 of season two. What a better way to bring it back.
I know.
It's one of our most popular episodes from season one.
Is it really?
Yeah, it really. Probably is our third most popular episode. Fourth, maybe. Anyways.
10 whole views.
Yeah. Four people have checked it out and said it sucked. So let's do it again. We do want to thank you all for listening, most importantly. You need to follow us on Twitter. It's where all the magic happens. At the Crazy Town Pod, at Crazy Town Media. If you do not do it right now, Aunt Josefina is not going to make you tamales for your fucking bar mitzvah.
Josefina, no, Dios mío.
That's how it goes. We do want to let you know, if you're interested, our YouTube gaming channel is live. We got, God, quite a few up, man. Lots.
Yeah, there's a couple.
I can't even give you a number. I don't even know how many there are. There's so many.
We're basically pewds.
Wow, yeah. Yeah. If you like our podcast, even if you're not into gaming, it's like little mini podcast episode. You should really go check it out. It's on YouTube under Crazy Town Media. Also, as always, the cornucopia of continuous information, thecrazytown.com. TNT, you ready to get into some unlucky shit, man?
Sure, Johnny. We'll see what we got going.
All right. We have a super unlucky show planned for everybody today.
Okay. Yeah.
We have a couple stories about some unlucky folks.
Ooh.
We have more unlucky names. And we're even bringing in unlucky sex stories.
You're just going to shoot your whole load here? We go tell, what are we doing?
What did I tell? What,
I don't know. I just thought you might. That's the surprise.
Oh, people know about the sex stories.
Do they?
Yeah.
Is it in the title?
No.
No.
It's not in the title. No. I mean, it's, it's our show. You know there's some sex involved.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But anyways, before we get into any of that stuff, if you do have anything to send us, unlucky or not, send it into crazytownpodcast@gmail.com. If we like your story, we like your idea, we will talk about it on the show. Also, if you are drunk and you ain't got nothing to say, you aren't drunk enough. Drink more and call our drunk line. 512-TAX-1-NIP.
I love nipples. You hate taxes.
So do it. Do it.
Tax one. Just one.
TNT Dynamite. Are you ready to drop some knowledge on these hoes?
I am ready to
word
drop
of the day.
I am ready to drop some knowledge on these hoes, actually.
What is it? Let's do it.
Today's word is misnomer.
Ooh, misnomer. Can you spell it?
Yes, it is M-I-S-N-O-M-E-R.
Okay.
A misnomer is a wrong or inaccurate name or designation.
Oh, okay. So like?
Like calling me a cuck is a misnomer.
Oh, calling this podcast intellectual.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, we talk about some smart
That's
shit.
That's a Mr. Nomer.
Mr. Nomer. We talk about smart things.
Do we?
Should we have like a philosophical episode?
I'm definitely the cultured one here.
No swearing, all philosophy.
I didn't say no swearing.
Okay, I got you.
All philosophy. Yeah. All
right. Well, TNT, we're going to jump right into it. We want these people, you know, you think you feel bad about how your life is going. Why don't you hear about all these people? And you'll feel a little bit better about yourself by the end.
All right. I'm listening.
We're going to start with the luckiest unlucky man in the world.
The luckiest unlucky man.
He's unlucky, but he's also lucky.
That is an oxymoron.
That is an oxymoron.
That'll be next week's word.
Hey, don't give him the word. His name is Frane Selak. F-R-A-N-E-S-E-L-A-K. He is not American. I'm not sure what country he's from.
Yeah, don't say.
This man, I'm just going to run through his timeline.
Mm-hmm.
In 1962... he's in a train. It flips off the track and crashes into a river, killing 17 people.
Wow.
He survives.
That's pretty lucky and unlucky at the same time.
Yeah. Well, dun, guess who I said he's the luckiest unlucky man? 1963, the very next year. Plane crashes he's flying in. Kills 19 people.
What the fuck?
He is sucked out of a malfunctioning door, lands in a haystack. Survives.
Did he break anything?
It didn't say.
No.
So, 1966.
The FBI were looking into him by this point in time.
Selak is in a bus that skids off the road and kills 4 people. Selak survives.
So, when did they start taking him to jail? Because obviously, I mean... Once, you know, shame
just
on me.
Just because he's involved in an incident and doesn't die doesn't mean, like, if he was involved, wouldn't he, like, not be in the plane? Why would he be in the plane? You don't know the door's going to malfunction and suck you out. You don't know the fucking train's going to flip off the tracks.
I don't much care for the way you said suck me out. I don't for that.
Do you not?
But no, I understand what you're saying.
And we keep going. 1970. So now, like, it was 1 year between the first, 3 years between the second and third. Between the third and fourth is 4 years. He's driving in a car. It catches on fire. He manages to escape before it explodes.
Oh, good shit.
He survives.
Good shit.
3 years later, 1973, his car catches on fire again. This time, it begins shooting flames through the air vents of the car. He survives. Again. Then, he takes a little break from the chaos.
He takes a little break. He decides to stop sabotaging his own life.
So, he had five near-death experiences. Okay. Survived them all. So, 1995. This is 22 years after the second time his car is caught on fire. He's hit by a bus.
What the fuck?
He survives. I know, right? It's all this. He's had like every experience of man to be dead.
It sounds like the universe is out to get him. Final destination type shit.
Yeah, no shit, right? 1996. He misses a head-on collision with his car, but in doing so, his car goes off the road. He's ejected from his seat, but he holds on to a tree as the car plummets 300 feet into a ravine. He survives. He fucking gets ejected from the car and has enough wherewithal to latch onto a motherfucking tree.
This goes beyond luck, honestly, at this point.
He's really like Beelzebub living among us or something?
I don't think he's lucky anymore. I just think he's kind of dumb.
Well, that was 96. So, like, he had 22 years, then he hit 95, 96. Pretty rough patch for him again.
It was a rough time.
7 years later, 2003, he wins $1 million in the lottery. I'm not making this shit up. You can Google this, man. So after seven times cheating death, he finally, almost, how many years would that be? 41 years later from his first near-death experience, he wins $1 million in the lottery.
Is he alive now?
Yes.
Oh, good.
But then in 2010, he decided to give away all the rest of his money to family and friends. So he won the lottery. He was a millionaire for 7 years, gave away the rest of his money, and now he's just like...
He's a
blacksmith.
There's a problem in his judgment, I think. I think he was getting into cars that were already partially on fire.
He's like, you know, I see these flames shooting out of the dash. Fuck it. I really need to go to the market. I
really need to get these chili dogs.
Yeah, I so need chili from the store.
But fucking, yeah, I think he's just making some judgment issues calls there. Bad judgment.
But I mean, like, he was just on a train. He was just in a plane. He was just in a bus.
I mean, look, dude.
Now, getting hit by a bus.
If I'm looking at a plane and it says fucking Queen of the Damned on the side, I'm not getting onto that plane.
It says Aaliyah was here on the side of it. I see what you were doing there. That was like 2004. No, it's not too soon. It wasn't too soon 20 minutes later. I mean, it was too soon then, probably.
See? And I'm the not PC one.
It's only been 14 years, TNT.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
I mean,
sure.
What if Aaliyah's mom is listening to this? You have a message for her?
I do.
Sorry for your loss.
Aaliyah's mom, sorry for your loss. She was a national treasure.
National treasure,
back
yeah.
to the show. So, back yeah, fucking, like, I think he got on the Queen of the Damn plane. I think he's driving the Evel Knievel cars. I think he's fucking jumping in front of buses.
The bus, being hit by the bus is like the only thing he probably could have prevented.
Okay.
Because like if he, he was like, oh, I can make it, and he didn't and got hit by the bus. But if he's like turning the corner and a bus is like, meh, 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 just comes in like Donald Duck or Wile E. Coyote or whatever.
Donald Duck.
Meanwhile, Wile E. Coyote, sorry, yeah. Wrong Looney Tune.
Yeah, get your cartoon
shit. That was him. Like, how would you feel about your life if you cheated death seven times? Like, how would you feel? Like, I mean, I've spun out in cars a couple times and, like, feel like I may have cheated death a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And it's with as many married women as I've been like, in the past.
Oh, zing.
Woo! I dodged a couple bullets.
Have you ever cheated death, you think?
Have I ever cheated death?
I had two spin outs in my car, one in rain, one in snow. That could have been very, very bad. But yeah. Luckily, I didn't end up dying in either one.
Yeah, I spun out on Dead Man's one time.
Did you?
Like the
for people who don't know, there's a giant turn near downtown Cleveland. It's called Dead Man's Curve because it's literally – it's on a freeway where the speed limit's like 60, 70 miles an hour, but it's a 90-degree turn in the middle of nowhere. It makes no fucking sense.
It's a hairpin. Yeah, I spun out on that once, but nobody was on the road. So.
Oh, it was late.
Yeah,
I had – let's see. One time I spun out in the rain and went across the median and almost went into oncoming traffic. That's the closest I've ever come to dying. Like, I was facing oncoming traffic on the shoulder when I stopped. That was like, whew. I spun out in the snow once, going like 70 miles an hour on the freeway. I hit a guardrail. So that saved me from going into the ravine, because I would have went off into the ravine on the side of the road. I've hit a deer going 70 miles an hour at like 4 o'clock in the morning on the freeway.
Car accidents have you been in, dude?
I hit a deer going 70, but it came from my left, and there was no traffic, so I cut the wheel, which is what you're not supposed to do, but I think that's what saved my life, because I barely hit the deer, and the deer went off. I didn't even spin out. I think I may have spun a second, and that was it.
Yeah, it wasn't very lucky for the deer.
And then the last time I almost died, I was driving home in a snowstorm. I'd been driving for 16 hours in a snowstorm to get home. And I almost got hit by a snowplow going 80 on the freeway. Like, because it was a whiteout conditions. And I was like, what is that noise? And I could see the headlights in my mirror. And I, like, swerved to the right, like, just kind of like, fuck it, I need to get out of the way. And two snowplows in tandem went by. They were so close to me when they went by, all the snow they plowed went onto my windshield. So then I couldn't see on top of it. But I've never, but you know, that's four. I guess there's four times. I only got five lives left.
Yeah, I got shot once.
Did you?
Yeah, dude. Like gang fight. It's the mafia versus the gangs. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah.
50 Cent type shit. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, 16 bullet holes, survived them all. Yeah. So that was Frayne Salik. The rest of these stories, they're not so happy.
That one wasn't really happy. It was like...
It was the happiest of all of them.
All right.
Melanie Martinez. This is a little old story. I think this is back from 2012.
Played her in Are You Urban?
12. Melanie Martinez, 74 years old. She has had 5 homes destroyed by hurricanes. 5 homes.
After number one, you probably think it's probably time to move out of Florida.
So... Yeah, right? She's not even in Florida.
No, she is.
No, she's not.
No.
It's part of the story. Let me get there.
Okay.
1965, Hurricane Betsy. 1985, Hurricane Juan. 1998, Hurricane George. In 2005, Katrina. 2012, Isaac. All destroyed her homes. One was 20 years apart, then 13, then 7, then 7. This last one, Hurricane Isaac... She had built an 8-foot levee around her house to prevent the waves from coming in. She was super super good. She was all good.
Yeah, except she still lived in
except
Florida.
Except for a 12-foot wave came crashing down into her town in Louisiana.
Yep.
It said her house started flooding really fast because it was so quick. Her husband then tried to break a hole in the roof with a hammer, but the hammer broke. I don't know how that really works. And it really goes with, like, the next thing I'm about to say, is that they ended up using their hands and feet to make a hole. So how the fuck are their hands and feet strong enough to make a hole, but the hammer is not?
Punching it and kicking it, maybe?
Maybe they're grabbing and ripping. A ripping and a tearing.
I don't know what that's from.
It's from Tosh.0. It's a joke. Okay. About ripping and tearing.
All right.
You know what I mean, ripping and tearing.
Woo, Joni.
So eventually her neighbors broke into the home and rescued her husband, and her elderly mother.
Okay.
But guess what else just happened? She said right before this hurricane came through, she had just won a $20,000 makeover on her house from a network show called Hideous Houses that I've never heard of. So she had just got a makeover on her house. And then the fucking Hurricane Isaac came through and fucking said, I'll remodel that bitch for you for free.
Congratulations, we've turned your home into a pool.
Yeah, right. Right. What she says was two things I thought they were very important. She now says she's ready to buy a house up on a hill.
Yeah, move out of Florida, bitch.
And she's also really smart because she said she won't leave Louisiana because it's her home.
Louisiana, Florida. So, yeah, not to see now, once again, we're into, like, some bad judgment calls.
Yeah, like, I mean, okay.
I understand liking the area, but come on. After house number two.
So 1965, it's a different time. You don't realize what's going on. People are stupid.
In the 60s?
I'm just being stupid. I believe we launched a space rocket somewhere around there. A little bit after that, yeah. Okay. So essentially, if I was her, 1965, hurricane comes, destroys my house. I'm like, man, that really sucks.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
So you're like, well, I guess I'll just rebuild. And, you know, I may even say to her, it took 21 years for it to happen again. That's a long time in life. So, you know, maybe you're like, God, that was a fucking fluke. The second one came in, washed my house away. And this is 1985, so people are still stupid. She's all hopped up on cocaine. Cocaine was crazy. She was zooted up all the time. 1998 comes. Your house gets destroyed again. You know what? I don't give a fuck what happened. 1998, I'm moving out of Louisiana.
Yeah, Louisiana, Florida, fuck you. I would move out of, I don't know, maybe I would have lasted to
98.
I moved out of Florida, and it took, what, two hurricanes?
To not even damage your place, just to make you, you have know, to go stay in a hotel.
Yeah, I'm done. I had enough. Right. Move to fucking Texas.
This bitch is losing everything she owns, and she's like, you know what? Louisiana's home to me. Like, bitch, you crazy as fuck.
See, once again, poor decision-making skills, man. These people are making their own luck. You just call this the fucking unlucky chromosomes episode.
Frain Salak was just traveling, man.
Yeah, and the fucking Queen of the Damned Express fucking Airbus. And fucking jumping in the fucking Evel Knievel fucking Acme breakaway car.
And then I like Melanie Martinez's thinking. She's like, you know what? I've lost my house four times. This time, I'm going to build a levee to prevent the waves.
That's the fucked up thing, is that she actually was like, oh, you know, I'm a little paranoid about this happening again.
And then she built an 8-foot levee and a 12-foot wave came in and fucking destroyed her shit. How unlucky is that, dude?
But Louisiana is my home.
Yeah, right.
God dang Floridians.
Goddamn Floridians. Oh, shit. All right. Well, right there, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to get back to some more unlucky people shit here in just a second on the Crazy Town Podcast.
Where am I?
And we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast. Unlucky Super Show Spectacular Extravaganza.
Love that extravaganza. Everything's extravaganza.
Everything's the extravaganza.
Everything, dude.
So we started out talking about two people. One man who's the luckiest unlucky man in the world, and a woman who's really stupid.
The man was pretty stupid, too.
Because he wanted to keep getting on public transportation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Get a car.
All right. TNT, I'm going to jump into this. It was an article titled, The 9 Luckiest Unpeople Ever.
Okay.
Now, the first thing I want to notice about this is, you know how, like when you click on a link, like, a lot of times it, like, has, like, text of, like, the article in the link? Like, it'll be, like, you know, bswebsite.com/9luckiestpeopleever. You know what I mean? Well, it said,
BuzzFeed.
It was, like, yeah, whatever site it was, it said, 10 luckiest people ever, but the article only had 9 people in it, and the title of the article was The 9 Most Lucky Unlucky People Ever. So I don't know if one of them disappeared, they had to take one out. What it was, there's actually not even going to be 9 because we've already...
it's not even going to be well, 9.
Well, we already talked about some of these people on the first.
Oh, so these are some of the ones that didn't make the first cut?
Or this was a new article I didn't find last time. I don't know. Okay, the first one. Mm-hmm. Costas Mitsotakis.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty unlucky.
Costis Mitsotakis.
Sure.
So every year, I guess, Spain holds a massive lottery on Christmas. It's called the El Gordo, the fat one.
The fat one, yeah.
There is a tiny village of Sodeto, S-O-D-E-T-O, in Spain. It consists of 70 homes, and that's the entire village.
Mm-hmm.
So the entire village bought lottery tickets for this lottery and won $950 million.
Oh, wow. It's almost $1 billion?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Except Costas was the only person in his village that didn't buy a ticket. So his entire village split $950 million. And he didn't buy a ticket to the lottery.
I mean, how many villagers are there?
There's only 70 homes in his village. So, it said that town was mainly consisted of unemployed people and construction workers and stuff. So they're very blue collar.
Yeah. They took home, everybody took home at least 100 mil.
Right.
I mean, not 100 mil, but 10 mil.
Right. So how would you feel if you lived in a small community and you were the only one of the entire community that didn't buy a ticket to this?
You know, I hate to even say it because I'm that guy that I don't really understand betting pools. Like, hey, let's get all of our money together. Let's get all our money together and fucking buy a lottery ticket. I don't really understand that.
Oh, but that's true, because like I did say something to you about, hey, do you want to go in together on this Mega Millions? You're like, what the fuck for? And I explained it to you. You're like, oh, I guess that makes sense a little bit.
It does make some sense, but still, it's like, I guess.
But how would you feel if you were like the only one in your fucking town that didn't shit? Like, so everyone else is rich as balls, and you're just like, well, I guess I'm going to go build.
I'll be like, guys, somebody better hook me the fuck up.
Yeah, dude, I would think so. Like, I mean, but what if everybody just shunned you because you were the asshole who didn't buy a ticket? Everyone else put out money.
They're going to hate me because I didn't buy a ticket? Maybe.
They're going to hate on you and be like, fuck you, poor guy. Go to the fucking poor shop.
So you think the rich are acting nowadays? They're just going around chastising the less fortunate?
Maybe, I don't know. But that would be so crazy, dude. Oh, my God. I couldn't
That's pretty nuts, man. A whole village that won that much money.
Yeah. Next guy. Henry Zeigland.
Zeigland.
This shit is unlucky as fuck, dude.
Sounds like a brand of mustard.
Zeigland mustard?
Yeah, Zeigland brand.
Okay, so in 1883, mm-hmm. this is like a timeline. He broke up with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He was a player.
Why'd you say it like that? And was he a player? Or you just...
I don't know.
Okay.
So he breaks up with his girlfriend, then she kills herself.
Okay. Was it because of him, or
Yeah, she killed herself because he broke up with her.
Oh, my God.
So then the girlfriend's brother swears revenge on Henry because he blames Henry.
What?
Right. Because, yeah, right. Your sister kills herself over a guy, and it's the guy's fault. You know what I mean?
Wow. That's sad, man.
So, I mean, needless to say, the girl who killed herself, brother, finds Henry and shoots him with a gun.
What?
So the brother then thinks that Henry is dead, but understands he's going to go to jail now. So the brother then kills himself as well.
Oh, this is a happy story, Joan.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't think it was going to be this happy on this episode.
It was the unlucky Super Show extravaganza.
Yeah, but you know, like the first one was so lighthearted, and now we're getting into just like mass murder suicide.
Yeah, dude, here we go.
Okay.
So only... the brother was wrong. Henry wasn't dead. He shot him, and he was grazed by the bullet, but it ended up going by him and getting stuck in a tree that was behind him.
Huh.
So he didn't die. Why he wouldn't check the dude was dead before he killed himself?
Yeah,
this is the 1800s. People were stupid.
Supposed to double tap.
Right. Yeah. Or you think he's dead, like pop, pop, pop. Give him a fucking little trip, you know?
That's a double tap.
I know that's what it is. So, anyways, years go by.
Yeah.
Like a long time. I don't know if it was decades or what. Henry is like, hey, man, I need to get this fucking tree out of my yard, dude. I don't like this tree. Like, for whatever reason, don't put up a pool. I don't know. It didn't say. So he decided that instead of, like, removing it like a normal person, he was going to blow it up with dynamite. I think you know what's going to happen.
So he was, Yeah, he's smart.
Okay. What do you think happened?
I don't know. He blew the tree up and it fell on him?
He blew it up and it shot the bullet out of
the tree.
It hit him in the head and he died.
Jesus.
So he said, yeah, dynamite went off and shot the bullet out of the tree. It hit him in his head and killed him. So eventually the bullet did its job.
Ball, don't lie. That's like one of those layups. Where the ball, like, goes around the rim and bounces off the backboard, fucking...
Yeah, it's like the shot where, like, it sits on that little space between the backboard and the rim. Like, you could never do it if you try, but sometimes it just lands
and
there.
And then it goes in.
Or it gets stuck on, like, the corner of the rim and the backboard, like, and you have to, like, smack it out.
That's fucked up, man.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, that's crazy.
You Zhen Huan, the hairiest man in the world, 96% of his body is covered in hair.
Oh, he's got like that Wolfman face.
Yeah, it says a rare condition. It said that he had so much hair that he had to remove hair from his ears because it was inhibiting his ability to hear in general.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's pretty messed up, man.
I'm a pretty hairy dude, but I ain't got any. I don't have any issues like trying to like cut hair out of my ears so I can hear. I'd be fucked up, man.
I just wonder, like, how do you have sex with that much hair on?
It's like fucking a wolf. You got to find Margaret from the dolphin episode.
Ew.
Wait, dolphins weren't hairy, though.
No, dolphins aren't hairy, but you always bring up the dolphins.
Well, it's a good callback.
No, it's
I want
not.
People to go back and hear that episode.
I don't want them to hear it.
John Lynn, L-Y-N-E, or maybe John Lyne.
That's pretty unlucky.
He's Britain's most unlucky man. They said he has 16 major accidents in his life, things that were things such as lightning strikes, rocks falling on him in a mine, numerous car crashes, a stone was propelled from a catapult and hit him in the face, smashing 8 of his teeth in, and he also drank disinfectant as an 18-month-old and ended up living.
What the fuck are you doing in a mine, Jonas? What?
Why would I be in a mine?
What is he doing in a mine?
This is old. People are in mines all the time, dude.
How old was he? When was this? What year?
Fucking 1920. I don't know, dude.
Man, you're just making stuff up to make it sound good. Nobody needs to be in a mine.
Up. Look up that guy.
Nobody needs to be in a mine.
Right. Well, here's his most famous incident.
Beautiful, clean coal.
He was he was a teenager, and he fell out of a tree and broke his arm. Typical kid.
Happens to everybody.
Went to the hospital. For some reason, he had to take the bus. I guess he had good parents. Parents made him take a bus to the hospital. On his way home, the way home, the bus crashed, and he broke the same arm in a different spot.
Oh, fucking shit.
And this was on Friday the 13th.
Oh.
So that's John Lynn's. Lines.
Lenny's.
Harry Jenkins.
I got a Harry Jenkins.
That's not
right
even.
Here.
We're not even to the funny names yet.
No, I got a Harry Jenkins.
He was
for
ice
you.
Fisting. Ice?
Ice fisting.
Could you imagine trying to punch ice? That'd be fucking erotic.
Oh.
He was trying to ice fish in Minnesota. Do you know what ice fishing is? Like,
I'm familiar with ice fishing.
Okay, I just didn't know.
I've never been to Minnesota.
I have family that live in Minnesota, so I mean, they know what it is. My mother has been ice fishing.
I didn't know your mom was from Florida.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So this guy, his name was Harry Jenkins. He was ice fishing in Minnesota, and he decided, you know, when he was going to cut his hole in the ice to fish in, he would use illegal dynamite to blow a hole in the water.
You know what? Now this isn't even that. This isn't even that odd.
But you know what? It's not going where you think it goes. So
okay,
because you can see people trying to blow a hole in the ice with dynamite. That's like that seems reasonable, maybe.
I mean, yeah. Hillbillies do that shit all the time.
So he lights the dynamite and he throws it. Forgot to mention his dog was with him. Oh, I saw the eyes roll in the back of your head.
Puppy, no.
So the dog, like a good old canine, runs out and grabs it like he's playing fetch. He then starts heading back towards the two men with the lit dynamite in his mouth. They start running from the dog, knowing that if he gets close enough, he's going to blow him the fuck up because the fuse is running. So, unfortunately, the dog did perish. He didn't make it.
You don't freaking say.
But what ended up happening is when the dog blew up, it was in the wrong spot on the lake where he wasn't supposed to blow up the lake. So it ended up blowing up, caused a bunch of cracks in the ice, and his truck fell in the ice too. His truck sank because the ice blew up and cracked and it sunk. On top of all this, insurance refused to pay for it because he was using illegal dynamite to blow a hole.
Oh, yeah, as they should.
Right. But how unlucky is that, dude?
That's pretty fucked up. Once again, that...
You lost your dog and you lost your truck. I mean, holy fuck, man.
This is why we have leash laws, people. Right.
He could have lost his fucking life on top of it. Holy shit, man. Cedric Jelks. I love these quick hits, man. These quick hits are where it's at.
Cedric Jones.
We should call it the Quick Hit Podcast.
Lightning round.
38 years old. He gets into his car. For some reason, there was a loaded gun on the seat.
Just a loaded gun.
Yeah, just chilling on his car seat.
I keep one on my car seat all the time.
keeps your boys warm, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, packing heat. So it goes off and it shoots him in the penis.
Oh,
the article literally said, and I quote, blew his penis apart.
Apart.
So, like, I just imagine, like, a flap of skin with, like, frill, like...
Just, like, shreds.
Just shreds.
Fucking penis flesh.
Oh, God. best part about it? They said he got gun charges because he was a convicted felon from 2004, so he shouldn't have had a loaded gun to begin with.
Congratulations, you cucked yourself.
Yeah, cucked! Well, no, he can't cuck anybody now. I'm sure his penis ain't usable.
That's very true.
I wonder if he can still, like...
Nah, dude, it's done.
They rebuilt it out of, like...
We can rebuild
it. We can rebuild the penis.
We can make him stronger than it ever was.
Oh, gross.
Robocock. All right.
This man's name was Robert Todd Lincoln.
Okay. Bobby Link.
Bobby Link. He was present during the assassinations of President Lincoln, President Garfield, and President McKinley. He was,
wait a minute.
He was there at all the times that all three of them were killed.
His last name is Lincoln.
But yet he was there. And you know what's crazy
and
about
then,
this?
And then
Lincoln's wife's name was Mary Todd Lincoln.
What?
Yeah, so it's Robert Todd Lincoln.
And wasn't it, who's Garfield? Robert Garfield? Richard Garfield?
James Garfield. James Abraham Garfield. Lincoln, James Garfield, William McKinley.
All right, never mind. I thought there was a Bob connection.
You know. Too. Actually, I'm not going to say that. It'll date me. So after this, the guy recognized how fucked up it was, and he refused to go anywhere where the president would be because he witnessed three assassinations.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if he was, like, in the venue or, like, he was sitting next to Lincoln when he got shot or whatever. But it said he was there at all of them.
Popcorn.
Right.
Is he eating popcorn next to Lincoln?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Other than that, Ms. Lincoln, how was the show?
Bang!
Yeah.
Come on.
And then here's the last one from this article. Ann Hodges. Or maybe it's Hodges. There's no D. H-O-G-E-S. A meteorite smashed through her house and hit her in the hip. She is one of two people in history to have been hit by a meteorite falling from the sky that have been recorded. So that's pretty fucking
annoying. Did it fuck her shit up?
I think it said it didn't, like, break it off or anything. It just, like...
She just had, like, a...
contusion.
I think I've seen that one as well on, like, Learning Channel or some shit.
Really? Yeah. All right. You ready to get into the real deal Holyfield here?
That's the end of that list?
That's the end of that list.
Are we getting into something new?
This is the sex stories.
All right. Wouldn't be the Crazy Town Podcast if we didn't do it, so we're in the building.
We are in the building. Alan Clark.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Clark.
These are going to be quick hits, too.
Oh, man, just get it on.
He broke his dick.
You cannot break your dick. There's no bone.
But I know that. I knew you were going to say that because you're a medical person. He ruptured the tube that carried the blood into the penis. He didn't break his dick, but he ruptured the main source of blood to your penis. So he did, technically, break his dick, even though there's no bone. They said that he was bedbound for 2 months over this. He couldn't get out of bed because he...
How do you rupture that tube?
He was, they said in the article, he was having sex with his girlfriend, and his penis came out, and she came down onto it. You asked, man. So he was like, my guess is she was probably on top, doing her thing, and she just got a little too crazy with the horse riding and just...
God, it hurts.
And, like, hit, like, her inner thigh on his wang and just...
And it just did, like, a 90-degree angle.
Yeah, just,
like,
that's...
Like an elbow hinge.
Yeah, dude. That would hurt so bad. Every person listening to this just went, at the same time. Like, when you did it...
All the ladies are giggling a little
bit. They're like, ha-ha, I did that once.
Dude, that would suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of veins in my dick, too.
Do you? I think you have the same amount as everybody else, probably.
I don't know, man. Mine are, like, pronounced.
It looks like someone laid like a shoestring on the side of it.
Like, I swear I should put like spandex on my dick
and, and show me so I can see the veins. No thanks, I'm good. I don't need to. I'll take your word for it. The big veiny bastard in your pants. I do not need to see.
Just put some yoga pants on my cock.
Oh, just on period. Just let it run down your leg. Ew. 44-year-old New Zealand woman went to the ER. All of a sudden, she couldn't use her left arm.
Yeah, I hate it when that happens.
I know, right? So they didn't know what the fuck happened. She, like, couldn't use her arm. And they did an examination, and they found a giant hickey on her neck.
All right.
Can you guess what happened as a medical person?
I don't know. I would assume, like, a blood clot of some sort.
The hickey was right over top of a major artery in her neck.
She almost died.
The force of the hickey sucking caused a clot, and she had a minor stroke. So then she lost the use of her left arm because of the stroke, because of the hickey, because it caused a clot in her fucking, like, one of her main arteries in her neck.
Dude, you're fucking this up for me, too, because I love leaving hickeys.
Well, just make sure you're not on the fucking...
I'm not, no.
Well, it's not your neck.
What?
It's not your neck. You don't have to worry about if you're fucking causing strokes or not, I guess. You'll be stroking later, if you know what I mean.
I feel like this podcast would come up in court when I'm like, officer, I didn't know.
I swear I didn't mean to do it. You're like, on episode 13 of season 2.
That's fucking crazy.
Isn't that crazy? Can you imagine, like, you give a bitch a hickey and then, like, the next day she's like, TNT Dynamite, I can't move my arm. Oh, wait, right. You wouldn't be there the next day, so. But that's a joke.
I'd be like, yeah, baby.
I know I gave it to you good.
I know I gave you a good stroke. A long stroke.
I gave you fucking nerve damage. I was so good, girl. Ooh. All right, 2008, Robert Taylor.
Bobby T.
His wife died from shock while drying her hair. She got shocked because she was drying her hair and electrocuted herself.
Yeah, okay.
Cops came. Something didn't quite add up to a story.
Oh, was she dead?
Yeah, she's dead. She died.
You can't just say she's shocked.
She died from shock.
She died from electrocution.
Well, I wrote shock, but it is electrocution.
There's a difference
I should have said electrocute from the beginning.
When I think shock, I'm like, oh, you know, I didn't
or put like, a or you watch something traumatic happen and you don't know what's going on. You're in a state of shock. Yeah.
But this is like, she died.
Yes, electrocution. Okay. Yes, she died of electrocution, not from shock.
Okay, I just want to get this cleaned
so
up.
So he finally admitted that they were being intimate and he was trying to shock her nipples. When they were fucking.
With what?
I don't know.
With the fucking hair dryer?
He just, like, cut the cord off, put it in the wall, and it's like, like just open wires from the fucking sock. It's like, come here, girl, the cord ain't long enough. You gotta get by the wall.
What the fuck, Florida? You know, honestly, like, I've seen people do stuff like this before.
Well, right. People shock their nipples or something. I mean, they shock each other while they're fucking. I mean, it's like, there's some kinky shit out there.
You've done it before, right?
But, like, bro, you've done it before, right? But they usually have, like, wands and shit that have, like, they're not, you don't use, like, live electric. Like, he took, like, the 220 jack from the dryer. Just so he's like, come here, girl, let me see what you can do. Just imagine this man standing with no clothes on with, like, two, like, open wires, like, shocking. Come here. It's arcing, like, between the two. He's like, yeah, he's building a Tesla coil and shit with her titties.
Wow.
But, yeah, he killed her. He was charged with reckless endangerment and involuntary manslaughter.
No, okay. Well, he deserved that.
Yeah.
Even though she was a willing participant.
Right. Well, that's why it was involuntary manslaughter. You know what I mean? Sometimes you do shit, you know someone could die, but you don't think it's going to happen. You're not trying to kill them. You just fucking put too much electric on her nips. You know what I mean? Sometimes
too much electric on her nips.
You know, sometimes it happens. 2009. Sergei Turkunov.
Okay, I've heard this name before.
Two women made a bet with him for £2,600. I don't know how much that is in American.
About 140, I think, 130.
Whatever, regardless. They bet him money that he couldn't satisfy them for a half-day nonstop sex marathon. What kind of bets are these people having?
Take that wager, ladies.
Like, why can't I even get a bet from anyone? Like, hey, I bet you won't have sex with me. Ha-ha, you're wrong. And just, I mean, fuck. This guy's like two women. It's like basically they're like, we're going to have a blowjob contest. You want to be the judge? It's like one of those like things that you would never happen. They're like, oh, I bet you can't fuck both of us all day long. And he's like, oh, yeah?
Yeah, that never happens.
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah. You're like, that's a typical Tuesday in TNT world.
No, that's crazy, though.
So,
how much was the bet for, though?
2,600 pounds.
Oh.
That's what I meant. I don't know how much that is in America.
Oh, so he had to pay them.
Like, whoever lost, if he gave up and couldn't get it up or couldn't fuck him anymore, he would pay them.
Oh.
And if not, they would pay him. So yeah. It was basically a 2-to-1 deal. Cause
yeah, but they're lying, though. They could just be like, no, I'm good. Need my money.
Who, them?
Yeah.
If they gave up, he wins. If he fucks him so much, they give up, then he gets the money. If he can't get it up or can't perform, then they get the money.
Wow.
It would be interesting because after so long, like, it might be just physically hard to get it up. Because if you're going that long over and over and over again.
I don't know, man.
I think the secret would be never to nut. Always pull out before you nut, and then you never have to worry about getting it back up.
Does that work?
I don't know, man.
I don't know, man. Crazy Town community needs some of these bedroom tips from Jonas. Yeah. Jonas's bedroom tips.
Oh, God. Jonas's night style.
But night, okay.
Now we're going from the... Well, he took a whole bottle of Viagra and died. He wanted to cheat, and he took a bunch of Viagra. They said allegedly took a whole bottle of Viagra, and then he had a heart attack.
Because
it was...
That.
Yeah, right?
Ah.
How does Viagra work? Like, being someone who's from a medical standpoint, like, how does it make your erection last so long?
I'm not 100% sure, but I know that it increases blood flow to that area, which means that it probably thins the blood. I don't think it directly affects the heart necessarily, but it probably thins the blood so that it flows a little bit easier. It's probably
but how
like
is it directed to a certain part of the body? Like, that's what I don't get.
Medical
like,
marvel, man.
Yeah, dude, I don't know. But didn't they say that they created Viagra by accident? They were trying to do something else, and it ended up, like, causing, like, massive erections, and they're like, oh, we just found the miracle drug. Yeah,
I could see that. But, then, like, if you take anything that fucking a blood thinner of any type, even, like, too much aspirin, you know, that's going to fucking...
It can make your... Johnson?
It'll kill you.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you pull too much, yeah, that makes sense. All right. Well, I thought we were doing something else, man.
You think that if you take too much aspirin, it'll make you dick hard?
Well, I was like, how much aspirin we got in this house? All right. This one is a little fucked up. This one's definitely NSFW, guys.
Oh, and the other ones were just fucking get the kids out.
Is it the kids' birthday party? Put on the unlucky shirt. Nigel Willis in London.
Nigel.
He figured, you know, hey, I'll just order a vibrating butt plug off the internet.
I mean, we all have one.
Yeah, I mean, who doesn't? The problem was he accidentally pushed it all the way inside his body. He must have not got the right size. I don't know what he was doing. Either he was open for business or he was being a little too forceful.
Do we have a picture of this butt plug?
No, it's like the size of, like, your fucking leg. He's like, oops, how'd I do that?
Like a traffic cone.
Yeah, right. So it went all the way inside him.
Mm-hmm.
But he was so embarrassed that he left it inside him for 5 days. So he's just sitting there with a vibrating butt plug in him for 5 days.
Was it on at the time?
Well, I would imagine it was on because it was inside. Oh, wait. If there had to have been maybe a cord sticking out or something. Did he just cut that off? I don't know.
I was thinking that was battery operated.
But the batteries wouldn't be inside the plug. Wouldn't they be like a controller with it?
Well, yeah, I was thinking that.
Because, like, I mean, I've seen things
you're
that, like,
for the radio controlled with, like, the plug and the wall mounts and everything.
Yeah. It depends how crazy you got. Yeah, anyways.
USB control.
So he finally decided to go to the hospital.
Mm.
They did successfully remove it, but he died 2 months later because he had internal injuries and ended up getting septic shock from that, which is infection of the blood.
Yeah.
Which is really fucking dangerous if you ever get that. Yeah.
Absolutely. If that fecal blood.
If you get shit in your blood too. Yeah, that does it too. Yep. That's not good. This is an unnamed woman. This one's kind of fucked up. Hold on. Donna Lang, 51.
Donna Lang.
She smothered her boyfriend with her tits and killed him during an argument because she was mad and just like forced her chest on him and didn't realize that he died. Because she was, like, trying to, like, be aggressive, I guess.
Sounds like my type of woman, actually.
She was charged with manslaughter.
Hey,
all right.
Went out doing what he was loving, what he loved.
He went out being smothered by titties during a fight? It would be different if it was during sex. He wasn't getting off. He was getting yelled at.
Hey, yo, if there's one way that I would not mind going, I think
smothered by boob?
Death by boob is all right.
Yeah. Boobs are pretty awesome. So if they're one of my most favorite things in the world. So if I got killed by them, I guess I'd be all right.
Pay taxes.
Love nipples. All right. All I'm going to do is say one sentence about this unnamed woman. Her and her boyfriend decided to put a dildo on the end of a saber saw.
The fuck is a saber saw?
A machine that you put a saw blade in the end and it goes back and forth. They put a dildo on top of it.
It goes up and down?
Goes in and out. Like the saw goes in and out of the machine that's holding it.
Is it the one that goes straight down or is it like across?
Across.
So
they were making
a sex machine.
They were making a sex machine. I'll leave the rest up to your imagination. She didn't die. Yeah. Why would you do that?
Yeah.
My first question was, instead of using a saw blade, why don't you find something else metal that'll fit in there that isn't sharp?
Ladies, this is your chance to cringe now. Go ahead.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
We talked about the guy getting his dick blown apart. Now we're going to talk about saw pussy. So congratulations, lady. You get one, too.
She didn't die.
Yeah, well, she deserves to die.
Oh, wow. Because she was okay with it?
That's fucking not unlucky. Most of these people on this unlucky episode are just fucking dumb.
Yeah, that's right? True. That's
a
true.
Large amount of them.
Yeah.
You get hit by a fucking meteorite. Okay, yeah, you had a bad day. You put a fucking garden tool, a construction utensil.
On a saw. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know where you're going with garden utensils, but yes.
I mean, it's a goddamn construction equipment, carpentry implement. That's stupid.
Yeah. Well, why you think about what happened to this woman?
Florida.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap up the Unlucky People Super Show Extravaganza. Don't change that dial on the Crazy Town podcast. Dials. All right, we are back on the Crazy Town podcast. Unlucky People Super Show Extravaganza Spectacular Extravaganza 2 Part 2.
Love that word.
TNT, what do you think so far? How do you feel this one ranks to the first Unlucky Super Show Spectacular?
I honestly have to say is that calling these people unlucky is a bit of a misnomer.
Ooh,
because
callback.
These fucking people are just dumb a lot of the time.
Yeah, but unlucky things happen to them.
Say unlucky. I think they're kind of getting what they deserve.
So the first one, it made you feel better about yourself because you weren't as bad off as these people. Because they were really, the first one was more like unlucky people.
Yeah.
This one is more like dumbasses that bad shit happened to them.
Yeah, it's unlucky additions to the human race.
All right. But before we wrap it up, what would be an unlucky super show extravaganza without Unlucky Names Part 2?
All right, yeah.
Do you know? Have you thought anybody else that you know in life that has an unlucky name other than the first time?
No.
Dick Chuck?
Other than Dick Chuck.
No, I don't have anybody.
Really,
no. I haven't met anybody new that had an unfortunate name. You ready for all these?
Yeah.
We got some good ones.
Let's go.
This time I remembered to write down what they were. Because, you know, before it was like some of these are like doctors or realtors or they were like from like a news channel and had like, it'd be like, you know, whatever your name is, concerned neighbor, you know, all that sort of shit. So, all right. This first one comes from a news. It's a screen capture from a news. Chardonnay Hooker.
Chardonnay Hooker.
Sounds pretty extravagant. She's
a
stripper.
It's such a stripper name.
Right, right. Mayor of Indiana from 1934 to 1947 and 1951 to 54. He took a 4-year break there in the middle. Hairy Balls, B-A-A-L-S.
No, no
so
way.
It's balls. It's more like you draw the A out. Like it's like my name is Jonas with two A's. Jonas instead
this
of
is
Jonas.
Mr. Balls.
Mr. Balls. Hey guys, I'm Mr. Balls.
Mr. Balls, could you approach the stand, please?
Realtor, Jolly Mangina. Oh wait, Jolly Mangina.
Where are you getting this?
These are all legit off the internet, man.
He's a Jolly Mangina.
That's his real name. It was a realtor sign. Jolly Mangina.
It was probably Mangina.
But there's no I at the end. Oh. It's M-A-N-G-I-N-A. Mangina. He probably goes by Mangina or Mangina or something.
Mangina, yeah, or something. Yeah,
Hi, I'm Mr. Mangina.
Like, it's not Mangina. Bitch,
it's Mangina. This was a picture from a yearbook. Jesus Condom.
Jesus Condom.
Jesus Condom is his name. Imagine if your fucking name was Jesus Condom.
Are you sure it wasn't Condon?
It was. It's spelled like condom, but he probably goes by Jesus Condom.
Condom.
Yeah, because it's Spanish.
Okay, yeah.
Hong Kong supermodel Poon Ho.
Man.
P-O-O-N space H-O.
Good old Poon Ho. Is she hot?
She was cute.
Yeah. Look her up. Is it spelled H-O-E or?
No, just H-O.
Okay.
Somebody was on the news named Brownie Scheitels.
Brownie
Scheitels. Last name is S-H-Y-T-L-E-S.
Mr. Shittles.
Mr. Shittles. What's your first name? Brownie? Fucking parents, man. I'll tell you what.
She's not bad. Dude, she's cute.
Oh, you look her up?
Yeah.
Doctor, Korean doctor.
Ooh.
Dr. Shit Fun Chu. Spelled exactly how it looks.
Oh, or sound.
S-H-I-T-F-U-N Chew. Shit Fun Chew. Would you go to that doctor?
Would you go to...
He's a dentist.
Tell us that's his full last name or is his first name?
No, that's his full name. His whole name is Shit Fun Chew.
Dr. Shit Fun Chew?
Yeah, so he's a dentist.
Oh. Jesus, we are 9 years old. That's pretty good, though.
He's not a dentist, but...
He's not a dentist.
I don't know what...
Come on, you can't be... You can't be filling it with the fake information news.
He's a proctologist. That's even better.
That's even better.
For all of you who don't know, that's a butt doctor. Just in case.
Yeah.
There's a swimmer out there. Her name is Misty Hyman.
That's another fucking stripper name. That's a porn name.
Yeah. Right there. But like, do you want a Misty Hyman?
I mean, yeah.
It's like spritzing off on you. It's like misting.
The hymen's internal.
Yeah.
So yeah, I do want a Misty Hyman.
Okay, that's right.
You're goddamn right.
All right, okay. MD, James Grossweiner. G-R-O-S-S-W-E-I-N-E-R. Yeah,
no wonder he's a doctor. He wasn't gonna fuck. He wasn't making any girlfriends.
Yeah, right?
Mrs. Grossweiner.
Shut up. Mrs. Grossweiner.
I go by my maiden name.
Oh, yeah, which is Hancock.
Mrs. Grossweiner Hancock?
My maiden name is Hancock. I'm Anita Hancock, but I'd rather go by that than Grossweiner.
Hyphenate that. Hancock Grossweiner.
Hancock Grossweiner. There was a driver... Anas Rammer, basically spelled A-N-A-S-S, so an ass space Rammer, A-R-H-A-M-M-A-R.
You said he was a cop?
Driver.
A driver?
I think it was like a race car driver or something.
Oh, an ass cock.
This guy's name is so fucked up, it's his realtor ad, and in the realtor ad, he says, I will show you my birth certificate to prove this is my real name. Rich Will Wankit.
Rich Will Wankit.
Richard William Wankit. But he goes by Rich Will Wankit. That's what he puts on his realtor sign.
Is he British?
No, I don't think so.
No?
American? Maybe. I guess. There's an actress on IMDb. Her name is Yolanda Squat Pump.
That can't be real.
Mrs. Squat Pump.
No, because that's just a noun.
Squat Pump? Yeah. Maybe she was like one of them, like, you know, like sometimes back in the day, like those Native Americans, they'd be like, oh, what's the first thing you see after you have your child? Oh, like a morning flower or whatever. But it's like Squat Pump.
Oh, right. We're getting demonetized.
Yeah. Crazy Town Compound could turn into a Crazy Pound Shack. Gynecologist.
Uh-huh.
Tara Cherry.
Tara Cherry, gynecologist. She really a gynecologist?
Yes. She's
making this shit
up. That's 100% true.
I would not go to that guy, no.
If her name was Tara Cherry, no, I'm good, man. Especially if I still had mine. I guess if you don't have a cherry anymore, what's the matter? If your hymen's not Misty, if you have a shattered hymen, do they shatter?
I don't know. I think they just kind of break a little bit.
Yeah. Tombstone. for
Tombstone.
For an this was off of Tombstone.
Oh, okay.
Okay, Sook Wang.
Okay,
Sook Wang.
S O O K
S U K. Okay, Suck Wang.
Whose name is this?
It's Okay Suck Wang's.
Okay, nice to know.
Dude, but you know, like a lot of Asian people, their names are those, but to them, they don't mean the same thing. You know what I mean? So it's like, so they don't think anything wrong with being like Poo Poo Ho Wang, but like. It's like a tradition, but like when you say it in American English,
and you're 11, yeah,
right, and you're 12, and you're
fucking crazy.
Here is a kindergarten teacher. This was a picture from a yearbook.
Okay,
Mrs. Rape.
No, dude, you gotta.
If your last name
that.
Was Rape, wouldn't you? If you met a guy and his name was Mr. Rape, yeah.
R-A-P.
If I was a woman, and guy was like, "Hey, I'm a Bill Rape, Mr. Rape." I wouldn't even go on a date with him. There never would be a chance to become Mrs. Rape.
That name would not go down in the annals of history.
Yeah. Hopefully it's not the annals. Yugoslavian basketball player.
Uh-huh.
It's a woman. Ivana Mandic.
No.
A-V-A-N-A. Last name M-A-N-D-I-C.
I feel like these have to be just made up, but I
look
did find
Poom. I-V-A-N-A.
I'm looking it up right
M-A-N-D-I-C.
now. M-A-N-D-I-C. What team does she play for?
It was Yugoslavian. I don't know. There she is.
I didn't find her, actually.
Assistant to the registrar at a college. Gay Neighbors. That's his name. Mr. Gay Neighbors.
Gaylord is like the one name. You should never... Ever take. She played for Charlotte, dude.
Oh, did she? She played for Charlotte, too? Oh, she must have came over.
Yeah, dude.
Vana Mandic.
She is from Yugoslavia.
She hot? In that man-looking way?
I mean, she ain't bad. You want to see
her? Yeah, point her over here. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's a little Ivana.
Yeah, little Ivana. Little Mandic. All
right.
The Browns in Cleveland actually had some good name players, I found.
Okay.
The Browns had a player, he was a wide receiver, named Fari Hooker.
Okay, all right.
The Indians had a shortstop named Woody Held. The Patriots also had a defensive player called Dick Felt and a safety named Harry Colin.
How does that get Harry?
H-A-R-R-Y. Not H-A-R-Y. R-Y. H-A-R-R.
H-A-I-R-Y?
Y. Yeah, that's right. I was taking too many R's.
No,
I was.
Fine.
Hey, what's yours is mine. What's ours is ours.
Harry Colon.
Then there was a Minnesota hockey player. His name was Dick Paradise.
Why would you even go by Dick if your name is Richard?
Richard Paradise. Because he wanted to go by Dick Paradise. Girls were like, oh, yeah? Oh, shit. I like me some Dick Paradise.
Like a pair of guys.
There was a taxi driver ID in a cab someone took a picture of. Manfuck. M-A-N-F-U-K. Manfuck.
That is terrible.
The a Canadian IOC member. I don't know what the IOC is. Probably. I don't know if it's a other committee or if it's like a actual government committee.
Mm-hmm.
Dick Pound.
You know, I'm at this point now. Like, when we accept people into our country, which I'm all for.
Right.
If people want to come over here and enrich our melting pot, cool. But can we just, like, tell them, like, look, dude, I'm going to be 100% real. Your name is Manfuck Poo-Poo Dragon Face. It's not going to fucking work over
here,
man.
You're Dr. Shit Fun Chew.
Yeah,
I know you're a dentist and all.
You might want to change that. I'm just saying it's going to be easier for you if we just name you Bradley.
Bradley Fun Chew. Better than shit.
Yeah.
Shit fun Bradley. Wait, that doesn't sound very. There was a picture of a military guy, Major Dicky Head.
Major Dicky Head.
University of Tennessee football player, Jim Bob Cooter.
Hey, I know JB Cooter, though.
Jim Bob Cooter.
And the Cooter.
Personal trainer, Charity Beavers. Sorry, Charity Beaver. No, there's no S.
Oh.
So it's your Charity Beaver. Come get it.
I like that. I've gotten some Charity Beaver.
Have you?
Yeah.
They're like, oh, here, just have the beaver.
Yeah, once or twice a month.
A guy who does vasectomies, Dr. Richard Chop. Two P's.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good.
A guy on the news.
You had fun with that.
His name was Mr. Love.
Mr. Love?
Brother
Love?
Not Brother Love, Mr. Love. And then...
What was his first name?
Mister. His real name was Mr. Love. Not, he went by
Mr. That's actually a pretty sweet name.
Right.
I kind of wish my name was Mr.
Mr. Love?
I wish my first name was Mr.
Mr. Dynamite?
Ooh.
Ooh, geez. Ladies just like cringing.
I know. Panties just...
All right. Then this guy, okay, he legally changed his name. It used to be Drew.
Drew.
Now it's Bezo Doo Doo Zoppity Bop Bop Bop.
That's kind of awesome. Probably lost a bet.
Yeah, it's B-E-E-Z-O-W space Doo D-O-O dash D-O-O hyphenated. Doo-doo.
Zeebo Doo.
Then Zoppity Bop Z-O-P-P-I-T-Y-B-O-P. Hyphen, bop, hyphen, bop.
Zoppity bop, bop, bop.
Zoppity bop, bop, bop. Yeah, so Bezo Doo Doo Zoppity Bop, Bop, Bop is his real legal name.
I see. Now, that's not so unlucky, as it is stupid, but, you know.
And then.
He probably lost
the
bet. For
a throwback, I got to bring back one from last time. BJ Cobbledick.
BJ Cobbledick.
BJ Cobbledick.
Shoemaker. Those are cobblers, right?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Or maybe yeah. Maybe a cobbler. They make cobbler pie. She's a peach cobbler.
Cobbler.
Idiot. Cobbler.
Peach cobbler. Dick cobbler. That'd
Dick,
be...
Dick Gobbler?
No, Dick Cobbler.
Oh. Like, you know, I think the weatherman for Cleveland, Dick Goddard, He had, like, a pretty good name, too.
I used to make fun of him when I was
Dick
a kid.
Dick Goddard,
I used
you know?
To be like, Goddard Dick.
Goddard Dick. Right. Well, everyone, I hate to say this.
No.
That is all the time we have for the number two extravaganza of unluckiness. Maybe that's what I should call this.
You've called it everything under the sun extravaganza more than anything
Number
else.
Two extravaganza, unluckypeopledoit.com. That's how you tell about your Twitter. TNT Dynamite, you want to say goodbye to everybody? Tell them anything about you, where they can find you on the interwebs?
Yeah, man. TNT Dynamite, I'm on Twitter. You know, follow me. I go on Twitter like at least
once. I think you have like 26 or 7 followers, maybe?
Something like that. I go on Twitter at least once every 3 months. So
yeah, you're hot in the streets.
So if I accept you, you know, basically.
Accept you? Is this MySpace?
Basically Brett Favre. What?
They can just follow you. They don't have to be accepted.
No, is that how it works?
Yeah. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't get Twitter.
All right. But you're on there. I got you on there, though.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Well, that just want to thank everybody for listening. Of course, please give us feedback about the show. iTunes rating reviews are great. Email me and tell me you fucking hate my guts. Whatever it is. I don't mind. I want to hear it from you. Once again, our website, thecrazytown.com. It's the cornucopia of continuous information. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, at the Crazy Town Pod, and at Crazy Town Media. If you do not do it right now, I'm not going to put out any more episodes. That's a lie.
I don't know what to say to that.
No, Jonas, we need the Crazy Town to
happen. Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah. No, Grandma, make them do it.
Yeah, Grandma makes me do it. Oh, wait, that sounds wrong.
Usually it's grandma.
All right, once again, we're on iTunes, we're on SoundCloud, we're everywhere you want to be. Check out our gaming channel. It's new and fresh and in the streets. For TNT Dynamite and for Jonas, we are out.
Over.